We've been talking today about the environmental impact of people getting those cute little yellow ducks and then all of a sudden discovering, oh, they grew up into a messy, real animal. We can't have this. And then dumping them, which is what you're dealing with right now, Carol, and have how many ducks on the sanctuary?
Well, I have 120. I'm down to 120. And people sometimes, you know, they contact me to adopt ducks. But what one thing I need for people to understand, because I have studied these animals since I was eight, it's really not about, you know, choosing a duck out of the pound. These ducks, when they come in and they come in with groups, that is their group for life. So I don't adopt out a duck. You know, it's you have to take the group. And most people aren't willing to take the group. And the group I'm calling mates might be mates of 10. And they're mates that are all just mates. They're not monogamous. Just that is another lie that people think. Mates does not mean monogamous. It means that this group will always be hanging out together. They're always going to want to know where every one of their group is. So people have to be willing to take an entire group. And I've got quite a few entire groups that I've, you know, because I've only got so much space, they, you know, they have to accept new ones that come in, and then I don't separate them once they've bonded.
If people think of them as a duck equivalent of high school friends, they've about got it right, I think. The groups
exactly.
That hang out.
Yes.
What do you need? I've heard that you might almost have to close the duck sanctuary, which would be horrible.
I'm really close to going into foreclosure on my house, which is where, my facility is. It's just been really hard. I still have to work a job, believe it or not, even though, you know, being the leading expert in something, I would think that people would naturally say, we got to support this. But I really do need financial support. And even if 100 people sent me a $50 check, I'd be fine. You know, so you can go on my website, luckyduckrescue.org. And we have a PayPal, where you can make a donation through PayPal, or you can send a check to the Lucky Duck Rescue and Sanctuary at P.O. Box 4513, Sunland, California, 91041. And that would definitely help me. And, that's the biggest need that I have right now are funds. I don't have a staff. I have one volunteer that comes on Sundays. Her name is Lydia Yasuda. She also takes all the photographs, does our calendar. She's doing our Facebook page. I'm very grateful to have her. But right now, with all of this responsibility, it's just the two of us. And 7 days a week, it's been me for 6 years straight. So I really need, I do need help. And I've got support from other people in the community that are pretty big and pretty important. Robert Kovacic from Channel 4 News is actually going to be helping me with a fundraiser at the end of September. The last weekend in September is when we've slotted to do this fundraiser. I'm going to be singing. I'm going to hopefully, where we're going to be doing this thing is the restaurant that I do the books for, Blue Jam Cafe in Hollywood. And there's going to be music. We're going to have slides of the ducks, from Lydia Yasuda. And it should be very, very fun. I hope that the restaurant will actually let me sing with a couple of ducks on stage. I don't know. Maybe they will or not. But there will be ducks there for people to see. And it'll be our first official fundraiser with support from this very important media guy. He knows the story in and out. I've been emailing him every report that I've ever written and emails and sobbing, and he knows what's going on with the ducks. So I also have, support from Officer Greg Randall with the Animal Control Department in L.A. City that I'm hoping I can introduce him into. I want to get kind of an alliance together on people that can help me. I really need this. I need lawyers. It was kind of a promise that I would like to hold the Santa Monica Mountains Conservancy to. They said that they would build me a wetlands for the mallards, which we definitely need, and a structure for my domestics. And then there would be, and the thing is ducks have more uses than people believe. Duck eggs are on the rising scene of the health food scene right now. They are alkaline-based and not acidic, and they have more omegas. And people are actually getting well on duck eggs. People don't know this. And I can't even provide enough duck eggs, even with the ducks that I have. And those girls work really hard.
Which leads me to ask you, do you need some more volunteers?
I need volunteers, but I need regular volunteers. If it's a one-time volunteer event, I'm just training. And I'm so drained. I mean, I'm falling asleep when I'm talking to people. I need volunteers that come every week. And I'm actually getting ready. You know, I started applying for grants last year. But again, that's a lot of book work. I need time to do it. I would love to be able to, you know, raise enough funds to hire staff, because I need to do more advocacy work and not just, you know, spend most of my time, you know, caring. It's 2 hours, 3 hours a day for me to care for these ducks. And that's on top of working jobs.
I had wondered what an average day was like for you over there.
I've fallen to sleep, fallen to bed with my boots on.
Oh, goodness.
That ain't pretty.
Before we run out of time here, Carol, what would you say would be one of the best lessons that you've learned from your animals? You said you have a spiritual connection with your ducks. What's one of the best things that they've given you?
Well, I guess Harry. You want to talk about Harry?
Yeah, I hope I don't cry. I did when I saw him online.
Harry the duck and his kittens. There's a YouTube video that actually just reached 350,000 YouTube hits. For a little rescue, that's pretty good. And what he taught me, Harry taught me, he was a loner, a duck that didn't even want to be a duck, really. But one day, rainy, cold day, we found these abandoned kittens that were falling off the duck house roof in my yard. And I don't know anything about cats. And I live in an old farmhouse that you have to plug heaters in and light a fireplace to get warm. And suddenly, you know, we decided to take the kittens in because they'd been out in the weather all day and no mother in sight. And, you know, we have a coyote problem. So we figured that the mother had gotten eaten by a coyote. And I stuck those cats in Harry's bed, who would come in at night because he was getting pretty old. And I thought he would start pitching those things out any minute before I can get some kind of a heating pad going for these cats or something. And he absolutely fell in love with these cats. And he left them in the bed. And then a friend came over. We started feeding them and stick them in with Harry. And I just had to film that. I had the cats for 2 days and kept them going with Harry. I mean, he literally kept them alive. You know, the warmth and something. I really thought they were going to die, actually. And I was giving them, you know, kind of a warm, dry place to cross. And I was astounded that, you know, that they lived through that. And then, you know, I shot that video of his devotion to these cats. And I want people to know that these animals really have a lot more going on than people want to believe. There's something to see at Easter time and the little fuzzy guy. There's something to eat and there's also something to shoot. And these are the three categories that people have ducks in their mind. So I'm trying to get people to understand there's so much more going on with these guys that, you know, I really want to film. I want to document. I want to do documentary on my sanctuary birds because they're hilarious. They are astoundingly funny and very entertaining. And people come and just sit and watch and listen to what I'm saying. And then they start to see it themselves. And it's just the most precious. They are the most precious thing on this earth.